Gives them heavily discounted 3 weeks later.
So that was the season then that you played for England?
Yeah.
And I can't help noticing those three games that you played in. Wales at Cardiff, Scotland at Twickenham, and Ireland in Dublin, they have one thing in common. The result was less satisfactory than the score at half time. Which, in the Wales game, that 13-0 draw, which was a tremendous result, I think, at the time. And Steve Mills played, didn't he? That was your debut.
That's right.
Match, and a terrific performance by England. I think the whole pack played extremely well, and it was a great performance. But frustratingly, England were ahead at half time. In the Scotland game, England were drawing at Twickenham and finally lost 22-12. And in Ireland, they were winning 12-10 and lost 25-15. Was there a sense that the team was running out of juice?
No, there was no sense. I don't think that we did anything different in the second halves of those games. I do know that I feel, particularly in the Wales game, that we butchered a couple of opportunities.
England were on top in that game.
We ought to put that game as well to bed. And then in the end, we're lucky to hang on. Because Wales did, come back at us.
And it would have been so sort of pivotal for the England season, wouldn't it, that? Because, I mean, that was to draw in the climate of the time was a tremendous performance anyway.
No, it was a good day.
It was a great day. And we ought to have won. The supporters too, as well as the players. Yeah.
And we ought to have won. And then you go on to Scotland, and I've no real understanding how we lost that game.
No.
You know, I thought that we were playing well and we were in control.
Yeah.
And I think, was it Tom Jones, the second row, got a try from a line out, and then Roger Laidlaw, the scrum half.
That's right, he scored the winning.
Ran around.
The conclusive try, didn't he?
But that was a shock. That was a shock. And in Ireland, I really thought we were in the game.
Yeah, well, definitely in the game.
We were in the game, and then suddenly... But
I think it was... I'm trying to think what the score was. 7-6 at half time.
Okay, well...
I think they just knocked over a couple of penalties, haven't they? And,
the big difference that I found, and it was each time that you went up a level, so from playing Gloucester United into Gloucester, and then Gloucester to Gloucestershire, and then at that time there was the, I think they still had the regional championship, so then it was the South West, and then you played for England. Each step up, the intensity just ramped up a little bit more, and it wasn't, I don't think I quite understood the intensity in my first game, that was against Wales, but you certainly act faster and think faster in the internationals, and possibly especially in Ireland, I think we might have been outthought in the second half, because I seem to recall that they slightly changed how they were playing, and that gave us some issues.
What was it like to run out at Cardiff in your first international? Well, it must have been incredible.
Well, the overwhelming feeling was fear, abject fear. You know, I was in the changing room, the last place I wanted to go was out on that pitch, absolutely petrified. Everything just flashes by, and I believe Steve Smith was captain, and he came over and gave me a couple of words of encouragement, and then you're on the pitch, and then you're singing the national anthem, and then it started.
Yeah, yeah.
How intimidating is it as the crowd?
Well, funnily enough, lots of people ask that, and I don't remember because I think I was always fortunate enough that I could insulate myself from it all and just try and concentrate on, you know, what I was doing. In actual fact, about two seasons after I'd retired, I went to watch Scotland play England at Twickenham, and I remember standing and saying, I think it was to my daughter, you know, I had no idea there was this many people watching that game back in 83, because I didn't really have time to have a look around the stand. You know, it was concentrating on the next scrum, on the next, you know, sort of line out. Didn't really spend a lot of time looking up at the scoreboard, just, you know, concentrating on what was going to happen next. So some people may have found the crowd, you know, sort of intimidating, but no, not me really.
But did you find the crowd at King's Home gave the team a lift?
You could feel the atmosphere. Yeah, I mean, it is a different atmosphere. When you're lining up for a line out in front of the shed, you know, you definitely know that there's a bank of thousands and thousands of people who are on your side.
Yeah.
And you can almost feel the energy coming off them. And I think that's why Gloucester were really hard, you know, to beat at home at the time, because we did feel that. And I have never talked to an opposing player who didn't feel intimidated by the shed, which is absolutely marvellous.
One or two tried not to be. Remember Dave Rollett used to take his famous run in front of the shed.
Yeah, Dave
that's,
Rollett.
That strutting run of his.
Yeah.
You know. The other who used to love parading in front of the shed was Bob Hiller, of course.
Bob Hiller, well, yeah. I think he might have been a bit before my time, Bob, but
yeah.
He loved a nice pair of shorts, didn't he? I seem to recall he liked a tight pair of shorts, Bob.
Yeah. And then at the end of that season, selection for the Lions.
Yeah.
Did it come as a surprise?
Yeah. Because obviously during the season you're aware that at the end of the season, you know, there is a Lions tour. And when you're in the international squad and the Five Nations, there's lots of talk obviously in the squad, and the press are talking about it. And fortunately or unfortunately, I think it was definitely fortunately, when all the press and the pundits were picking their 30-man squad, because now we would find this unbelievable. For 18 matches in 11 weeks, they picked 30 players. So, you know, 15 that will be on the pitch, and then three or four who'd be on the bench might be coming on. And that basically was Saturday, Wednesday for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
You were doing that. So I don't think I've made any of the pundits' squads. And there were some really good second rows about at the time. I mean, you know, playing in the Five Nations that year, Maurice Colclough, Steve Bainbridge, Bob Norster, Donald Lenehan, Moss Keane, you know, there were some really, really good players there. And I had no expectation at all that I'd be on the tour. And I was actually at my mother's funeral on the Monday when the team was announced. I rang my office and said, everything's finished, funeral's done, I'll be back to work tomorrow. And it was then that I was told that I'd been picked, you know, for the Lions. So what could have been the happiest day of my life. You know, it was also part of the saddest day of my life, because we buried my mother that day.
Mm.
So, and even now, it's a surreal thing to talk about, you know, getting that information and then having to walk back into a wake and not knowing whether to cry or to dance or to sing. And you know, even now, that gets to me.
What about the tour? Yeah, did you enjoy it?